We all have them. Those moments in life when everything we think we know to be true and predictable suddenly comes crashing down around us. Sometimes the change is inevitable, creeping toward us like a shadow in the night, unwelcome and unseen, yet expected all the same. While at other times, the change is sudden and unanticipated, leaving us powerless to find words to express the true depth of our terror.
Zoe, are you okay?
My father, Hank Donovan, asked.
I know this might seem sort of sudden.
Sudden? I gasped, trying to wrap my head around the announcement my normally conservative and reasonable father had just made. You've known this woman 2 months, and we're seriously sitting here discussing the possibility of you moving in with her?
It's been 3 months.
Dad corrected.
And I didn't say I was going to do it. I just wanted you to know that she approached me with the idea and I'm considering it.
I sat back in the red vinyl booth we shared at Rosie's Diner, took a deep breath, and counted to 10. I knew my father's dinner with my mother a few months back had affected him on a deep and personal level, but until this moment, I really had no idea how much the status quo had been irreparably altered. I understand you might want to pursue a romantic relationship with this woman, I began in a steady and patient tone one might use with a child. But I really think it might be too soon to consider such a big step. I placed my hand over his, noticing for the first time the scattering of gray in his dark hair. Perhaps you should slow things down, take a step back, and have another look at the situation after some time has passed. Dad squeezed my hand and looked me directly in the eye.
Zoe, you know I love you, but in case you've forgotten, I'm the parent and you're the child. I'm not here to ask your permission, only to inform you of my situation. If and when I decide it's time to move in with Blythe, or anyone for that matter, I can assure you that I'll be making the decision on my own.
Ouch! That really hurt. Dad and I had always been close, but suddenly I felt like I was having lunch with a stranger. How had we gotten to this point? My mom had been out of the picture since just after I was born, and my dad had raised me alone. We'd always been the two musketeers, and I thought that had been enough for him. He'd never really dated, seemingly content with his lot in life, until my mom unexpectedly returned the previous summer and tilted Dad off his axis. I don't know everything that occurred, but I do know that the encounter affected him in a profound way. He really hadn't been the same content and carefree man I'd known and loved since she'd left just before Halloween. I wanted to plead with him to reconsider his relationship with the new woman in town, who I hated quite a lot. But just as I was about to launch into my briefly rehearsed tirade, the witch in question walked through the front door of the cafe and headed toward us. I pulled back my hand and leaned into the cushion behind me, folding my arms across my chest like a petulant child. Blythe, I sneered as my inner 8-year-old reared her ugly head. Zoe, dear, do sit up straight. You're slouching. Not at all. All an attractive look for a young woman of your age. I ignored the woman and slouched further into the booth to the point where I could barely see over the top of the table. Of course, given the fact that I am a mere 5 feet tall, I really didn't have to squash down all that much to accomplish this feat. I've made you an appointment with my hairdresser in the valley. He's absolutely the best. I just know you'll be a beautiful woman if we can manage a way to tame all those curls. I like my curls, I said. Yes, well, I'm sure they're perfectly lovely for a child. You're 24, my dear. It's time to start looking like an adult. The curls stay, I insisted. Blythe had been commenting on my hair since the day I met her. The more she pushed for a change, the more determined I became to keep things the same.
I guess we'll see about that. Has your father told you our news?